Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In the aftermath of the horrible tragedy in Orlando, where innocent people were killed and injured, we offer our prayers for the victims, their families, their loved ones, and for America. Now is the time for prayer, not political posturing. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, this is a terrible tragedy that occurred in Orlando at this club, Pulse, where someone came in and killed 49 people, injured 53 people. And we need to remember the real lives that were lost in this case, and the relationships and the friendships and the families, all of which are affected, not just in Orlando, but literally around the country. And we want to offer our prayers and our condolences. You know, at this time, we're all Americans. And one of the things, unfortunately, that we see happening with this as we try to unpack this is some people use this tragedy, as they do any tragedy, for political purposes. They use it to promote this agenda or that agenda. And we need to just take this time to pause and not use this for some political opportunism that we see happening around the country. Some of the opportunism is to blame Christians. Some of the opportunism is to promote gun control. And some of the opportunism is to speak against any laws that deal with bathroom bills that are common sense regulations or religious freedom laws. None of this issue is about that. It's about a tragedy that was fostered by a radical ideology. And in fact, in this particular case, this person ended up shooting, killing, and injuring people at this Pulse club. But apparently also scoped out other places such as Disney, including Disney Springs, where there's lots of people there. He celebrated on 9/11 when he got on the school bus. So he has had a very radical ideology for a number of years.
You know, I think as far as promoting, we should really think about that this is a time to promote Jesus. As we pray for these people, as we pray for those first responders, as we pray for those surgeons that have been working endlessly to help these people, and to reach out and with his love and let his love and his light shine through us.
Matt, you've written some things. You've had some articles that you published in barbedwire.com about proper responses. You know, one of the things that we did in our press release was we quoted the words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount. They're very powerful. We have just returned from Israel, where we actually read the Sermon on the Mount, where the is called the Beatitudes. And you just read these words, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account." These are some of the words of the Sermon on the Mount. These are the Beatitudes, as we call them, from Matthew chapter 5. I encourage you to go back and read them because they're powerful words. They're radical in the sense of Jesus saying that, you know, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are those who are meek. Just opposite of what you would normally think in our human perspective, Jesus turned it around and called blessed those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Yeah, and there are so many people who are mourning right now. This was not an attack on any one community. This was an attack on America. This is an intended by a radical jihadist, an Islamic jihadist following the dictates of Sharia law to strike fear in the hearts of every American citizen. And so these are daughters and brothers and sisters and, you know, who were slaughtered here, and we are just praying. Our heart breaks for these individuals, And this was at a homosexual bar, and the vast majority evidently were self-identified gay or lesbian. And but this really draws a clear distinction between the teachings of Islam and of Christianity. As Christians, as Christ followers, we are to follow his example, where he loves every individual, even when they're caught up in homosexual sin, in adultery, in fornication, in any kind of sin, you know, pride, whatever. Jesus loves us. And I think he set the example, the Christian example, which is, you know, when with the woman who was caught up in adultery and was about to be stoned, he said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Everyone dropped their stones. Then he said, neither do I condemn you. Now go and sin no more. So the Christian response is we don't have to say, okay, we're going to now call sin not sin. We're going to call evil behavior good. But we say, neither do we condemn you. Go and sin no more. We want all people, self-identified gay and lesbian people, to repent and gain salvation through faith, grace through faith in Christ Jesus.
You know, the person who founded Hamas, his son, is a Christian now, was raised in Ramallah and in Gaza. And there is a book and a movie out. One of them is called The Son of Hamas, and the other is called The Green Prince. And you can read it or you can watch it, but I encourage you to do so. One of the scripture verses that continually challenged him was from the Sermon on the Mount. And it was not part of the Beatitudes, it's just a little below that in chapter 5, where it talks about love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. He found that very radical in growing up, because in his world, in his community, in his life, among those that he knew, you don't love your enemies, you kill your enemies, you get rid of your enemies. And he found that such a contrast between his dad, whom he loved, and Jesus, who ultimately challenged him. And it was that verse in the Sermon on the Mount that ultimately kept gnawing at him, and he began to see a different way. And ultimately, he comes to the end of the book, and he says that what's ultimately going to save this conflict that he grew up with is the love of Jesus, is having Jesus be manifested and accepted by those in the Middle East and other communities that want to promote hate. And this Sermon on the Mount is so much of a contrast. It's healing words for such a time as this.
Yes. And I think, you know, as the only thing that dispels the darkness is light. And Jesus is the light. And we continue to pray that the world sees that as the world gets darker and darker, it's only his light that will turn this around, that will turn our country back to him. That's our only hope.
You know, it's not going to be promoting more gun laws that solves this problem, or restriction on guns, or eliminating AR-15s or so-called assault rifles. That's not going to solve this, because, I mean, Timothy McVeigh, he used fertilizer, common fertilizer you can buy in any fertilizer store. So taking away guns is not going to solve it. Promoting the LGBT agenda is not going to solve it. All of these different ideologies, promoting even a political campaign is not going to solve it. What's going to ultimately get to the root of this is Jesus himself, when Jesus said he came to give life and life more abundantly.
Yeah, revival. You know, not a single law that President Obama, not a single policy that he has proposed would have stopped him from getting a gun. He had a license. The FBI was investigating him, and they allowed him to get a gun. So it's just, we cannot politicize this.
No, and in fact, you know, some of the political correctness probably didn't follow up on him, because they passed it off as just he was being teased because of his Islamic faith, when in fact, if you go back in time, all the way back to 9/11, he celebrated on the school bus. He made images of a plane crashing and explosions and people crying, and he laughed. And so this is a deep-seated progression of this individual. He didn't just get tripped over the edge. He was immersed in a hatred of those with whom he disagreed. So pray for this country, because, you know, we talk about terrorism taking place in around the world, and certainly it is, but it's here in America. We need to pray for revival, that the church is responding appropriately and bringing Jesus, not just religion, not just your everyday routine of church, but really Jesus as who he is. And I encourage you to press into Jesus for times especially like this, because he's there to give you peace, to say to those, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the pure in heart. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com. Both of those websites, you can sign up for our various emails. We have the Liberty Counsel and the Liberty Counsel Action grassroots emails. We also have the Liberty Relief International, our international humanitarian relief organization to persecuted believers and Christians around the world. And we have Christians in Defense of Israel. That is all available at lc.org or libertycounsel.com.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.